Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, Ben. Really good. Beautiful day again.
That's the way. Now, I know I joked about this last time, but I promise I won't. We're not talking about the Knights, okay? There's just nothing to talk about there.
There's nothing positive at the moment to talk about. I'll say the only positive I was looking for a silver lining is when we do get all our players back, we'll see massive improvement.
Okay, that's very much a silver lining there. Although I will say I'm tipping them this week. I like them against the Sharks, but we won't get into that right now. We'll talk about the Seniors Festival.
Yeah, how good is this? Seniors Week next week across New South Wales. And here in Singleton, they've got some really, really innovative, really exciting, a really exciting program that we're going to roll out. So next Wednesday here at our Civic Centre, between 10 o'clock and 11:30, we've got a free morning tea for anybody over 55 to come and catch up, have sort of connect with your community. Catering's been provided by the Singleton Hospital, which is really cool. There's going to be a presentation of the Seniors Achievement Awards. Now, obviously, we're still working in COVID, so we need people to jump onto the website and book tickets, because it is a ticketed event, but it is free. There are still seats available. We're getting quick, so that probably sell out really quickly. And then later on the same day, from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, our Seniors Community Connect programs is occurring, which is a really good opportunity to showcase the range of community services and their organisations and the groups that exist across Singleton who are supporting those who are over 55. So they've got our own library, we've got craft and sewing, we've got cooking and baking with the CWA, classic car display, which I think will be really cool, The University of the Third Age, school kids. We're going to have a free barbecue lunch, which is catered by the good people of Singleton Lions Club. So, again, another great opportunity for the people who are over 55 to get out, connect with the community, see what's going on across Singleton and catch up with your friends.
Mate, what about those of us who have actually just turned 50, but whenever they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning feel like they're a little bit older than they are? Can I join in?
No, mate, you'll have to come for lunch with me.
All right, that'll do. I'll be fine with that.
I'm joining that club next year, and I know what you mean by feeling it, because sometimes I get out of bed and I've got a new injury and I haven't done anything overnight. It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
It's sad. All right, tell us, what's a Shadowgram? This sounds really cool.
Shadowgram, very, very, very cool. So we've partnered up with the University of Newcastle, who do some wonderful things right across the region. I think everyone knows how great our university is there in Newcastle. As part of us collecting information for the preparation of our new community strategic plan, so we're doing something different. And what the University of Newcastle has is this facility that allows us to take a photo of people and cast a shadow. And then we get the people then to put on these boards. We've had over 500 people participate already.
Wow.
They put on the boards their shadowgram and their thoughts for the future of Singleton, their vision for the future of Singleton. Having just been down there this morning, down at Burke Arcade, that finishes up today, having been down there this morning and participated, it's really cool. And reading the feedback and the thoughts that people have really inspires me and creates a lot of motivation about we have a really good opportunity to create a really positive, really vibrant future here for Singleton. We need to change that conversation to a really positive one. So it's great feedback, great opportunity. We've had little kids. I was there this morning. There's a little three-year-old guy with his dad doing it. And I've been told we've had an 89-year-old lady do it as well. So it's such a wonderful opportunity to participate and have your voice heard in terms of sort of defining the vision for our LGA moving forward.
Love it. A bit of thinking outside the box there. And just finally, you got the council meeting next Monday.
Yeah, we have. We've got our council meeting, our monthly meeting, the third Monday in April. A lot of stuff on the agenda. Something that we're really excited about is looking at the council to agree in principle to the creation of our Singleton Legacy Fund. The fund is really a response to the ongoing debate, and we certainly don't take a position on this. We have a very, very balanced approach as a council.
Yeah.
The ongoing debate about what is our industry going to look like in the future? What will the mining industry look like mid to long term? And what do we need to do in terms of creating diversity and prosperity in our LGA? We know there's significant variation in views across the community, but as with any issue, the future is somewhat unknown. Any local area, the future is somewhat unknown. So, but I think it's also, at the same time, it's pretty safe to assume that it'll look different to what it does now. That's regardless of any conversation around coal. That's just communities change. And we've been fortunate through some really good policies we've put in place in recent years and some really good decisions. We're starting to create a little bit of a reserve that we can use to not only ensure we continue to provide exceptional services to our community now, but making sure we're creating a fund, a reserve, a legacy fund for the future, so that when future communities who come behind us don't have access to these opportunities that we're seeing at the moment, we haven't sold the farm right here and right now. So it's about having a really strategic approach to how we manage the funds now and creating that legacy for the future. So it's a really exciting proposal. We've done some really good work in the past. It's about solidifying that and bringing that all together.
Well, I'm sure we will talk about more of that in the future. As always, Jason Linnane, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with the Knights on the weekend.
Thanks, Bear, and we're going to need all the luck we can get.